Well, I think I recognize that face sitting next to me on the couch. It's Reverend Bruce Hood, founder and the director of Feed My Sheep Ministries of Fresno. Yes, indeed, this is the broadcast of Feed My Sheep Ministries of Fresno. Can you believe, Bruce, the last broadcast of 2012?
This year has went by, and it's went by fast. And that just tells us the truth about how quick it's going to be all over with.
Earlier in the year when it was hot, we're going, oh, we're not going to talk about Christmas trees. And before you knew it, the Christmas trees got here, and now we're past the Christmas trees. And did you get to shut down on Sunday at the main lot like you hoped?
No. We went all the way to Christmas Eve. Unfortunately, there was another man that had a tree lot and that was having problems getting rid of his trees. So he asked us to help him. We actually sold out of our trees about probably 3-4 days before Christmas.
Yay.
And so we took on a big truckload of his trees to help him.
Wow.
And that kept us there all the way till Christmas Eve.
Again, you could have just cut and run. You sold out of your trees. You didn't have to help the guy. What made you decide to do that?
Well, I look at it like this. One day I may need some help.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. The Bible tells you reap what you sow.
Amen.
We didn't mind. It was, you know, we've been accustomed to it, staying out there until Christmas Eve.
Oh,
and so,
okay.
Yeah, and so we stayed out there and we helped him get rid of some of his trees.
That's a blessing. You help somebody in need, and like you said, when you need a hand, God will provide. As you done sowed some good seed.
I believe that.
So you say you sold all your trees, so I guess you'd consider the tree lot a success this year, huh?
Best year we ever had, Ken.
Yeah.
I believe to my heart that because of, you know, our aim to use those finances for, I believe that God really put his hand in a little bit more and helped us.
Yeah, the past few years, there's been one specific cause that the proceeds from the Christmas tree lots, actually, since you had the other one outside of Kerman as well, a cause that the funds go towards. And this year, the proceeds are going towards?
Expansion of the homeless women and children's facility. That's where we set our heart with, that's where we set our direction. And that's where it looks like we're going. Yeah.
As a matter of fact, we drove over here together. Here being, we've met in all kinds of places, but this is the first time we've met here. Where are we, Bruce?
Well, this is the house what we got into about a year ago, and this house was put together to house homeless women and children, Ken.
And you haven't had any empty spots since you opened the door, have you?
No. Usually I get probably 4 or 5, sometimes 6, 10 calls a day for women that have no place to go with children. Some have children, some don't have children. And, you know, we just, we build up, and it just it's always full.
In just a few minutes, we're going to be talking with some of the residents here, at least the ones that are willing to talk with us. We're not going to twist anybody's arm, even though I'm looking at Tino over there across on the couch. But the 5 bedrooms in this house, and we drove past the fourplex that you've got your eye on, working right now on finding out who the owner is and what maybe you can do to purchase that. And I'm assuming each of those 4 units has 3 bedrooms, is that right?
They have 3 bedrooms, yes. It would be ideal for us because it's right here in the neighborhood. And I like it because, you know, everything that we're doing is kind of central around the church, and it's in walking distance.
Yeah, in fact, you kind of showed me the layout of the land. You showed me the home base of the church at Lemon and Plumas. You showed me how the relatively new men's home is right down the street from there. The thrift store is right around the corner, and the women's and children's home is not very far away either. And it just seemed like this is your base of operation here on the west side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is I'm right in the hood where God wants me at.
It was funny. I'm driving in the truck with you, and you go, Ken, you're in the hood now.
you're in the hood now.
You forget I both lived and went to school in Compton.
I didn't forget. I was just reminding you, you're in the hood.
Well, so great success with the Christmas tree lot. So as time goes on, I guess that's a great prayer request that they quickly find who the owners of the building are, since they had a for sale sign, but they took it down and boarded everything up. And the 12 bedrooms in that fourplex, in addition to the five in the house here, that, according to my math, that would be 17 bedrooms for women and children.
That would be a little more than what we got now. And that would be, we would be able to help a few more women with children and whoever, you know, that needs help.
There you go. So we'll keep you apprised of that in the weeks to come on the broadcast. So what do you think, Bruce? You want to introduce some of the residents of the home here?
Well, of course. You know, be good for them to share a little bit. You know, we sometimes, I don't get a lot of time to sit down and really talk with them and hear their heart out, because I'm always busy going to and fro, here and there, here and there. But I think today there's probably some of our women here that have some exciting things to talk about. And I guess probably Tina would be a great start, since she's looking and she's rearing to go.
I don't know. It seems like God has his hand on you, Tina. I looked at you, and you saw me make eye contact, and now Pastor Hood has volunteered you. So I guess we'll start with Tina. As we switch places here, we're on like a three-person couch. Bruce has scooted over. Here comes Tina. Hi, Tina.
Hi.
How are you this fine day?
I am blessed by the best and highly favored.
So, Tina, where are you from originally?
Fresno, California.
Right here in Fresno. So, in without any embarrassing details, because that's not what we're about, but what kind of a road led you to the shelter here?
Well, first of all, the Spirit led me, because the 3 months prior to me coming to the home, I ended up being roommate with somebody, and it wasn't a very safe environment for me and the kids. So God put it on my heart to call Pastor, and at the time he was available for me, and I didn't really want to come at that time. So he put it back on my heart, and after he did that, I called Pastor. Pastor said that there was an opening, and we are here, and we thank God for it, because if not for Pastor opening the homes for us, we would have been homeless. And it's a blessing, because we all get along in this house, and we just have the peace of God in here. And I can't thank God enough for Pastor Bruce for this home.
You mentioned we. How many children do you have, Tina?
I have three beautiful children that loves this home just as well as I do.
How old are your kids?
Five. I have a boy that's five, another son that's five, and my daughter's 12.
Okay. So this is a blessing, to, especially in the winter months, having a roof over your head.
Yes, it is.
How long have you been at the house?
Almost 2 months.
What was it like celebrating Christmas here?
It was the most beautiful Christmas I can ever remember with my kids, because last year I was in the program, and they came to me, but it wasn't like having them to be able to wake up with them.
Right. Anything else you'd like to convey about the ministry or the home itself?
The ministry is a blessing, because it's all about feeding my sheep, and we are the sheep, and God is the shepherd, and he put Pastor in charge of that so that he can feed the sheep of this world so that they'll know who Jesus Christ is.
Well, thank you, Tina. See, we knew you had something significant to share.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tina. Bless you. All right. I'm looking for volunteers. I'm going to go with somebody I've talked to before, and that was out of the baptism back in September at Villa Margarita, and it's Ruby. And we talked to you out there, and here we are back in the home. Hiya, Ruby.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing pretty darn good for an old guy. Sure. So how long have you been a resident here?
I've been a resident here from day one. I started here as house manager. I've seen the women come through this home and grow spiritually. I've seen us come together as women and worship. The children worship with us, and it's just a blessing. The home is a blessing.
I might have asked you when I talked to you out at Villa Margarita. I can't remember, because I've done a lot of programs since then. The short story, what path led you to the home here?
Well, I came from a West Care Sober Living. I was there for a short time, and then Pastor asked me to come here and be the house manager. And so this is where I've been since then, from day one.
Anything about the ministry or the home that has remained unsaid that you'd like the world to know about?
Well, I'd like to speak on the home. The home is a blessing to the women that are in here. If it hadn't have been for Pastor Bruce opening this home, these women and even myself may have not had anywhere to go. So it's a blessing, and we don't force religion on anyone here. We just love one another like God loves us.
That's a great start, and that's the best way, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Amen. Thank you, Ruby. Thanks for visiting with us again. Let's see. Well, I know her name directly across from me there. It was my mother's name, Mary. Good name. The mother of Jesus, too. So, Mary, if you want to come and have the hot seat, we'll chat a little bit with you here. You're looking rather sporty. What kind of a cap do you call that?
I'm not sure. It's not a ball cap. It's a swag hat.
Swag. Almost looks like a kind of a Sherlock Holmes type of vibe you got going there.
With detective work.
There you go. So you're the detective of the house. Mary, how long have you been at the house?
I'm going on 4 weeks.
Oh, okay.
How I got here was I was in a really bad relationship. And towards the end of the relationship, I lost everything I owned, was in the hospital. When I came out of the hospital, I was pretty much homeless. And I started calling all kinds of women's shelters. There was no opening. I didn't know what I was going to do. And on a little piece of paper, I had found that had Pastor Hood's Feed My Sheep Ministries on it. And I called him up. And I was just like beside myself. And I was crying. And I was in Madeira. Catholic Charities had given me a free bus pass. He didn't really have any openings at the time. But he said, come on, Mary. Come to Fresno. Get here. I'll pick you up at the bus station. And we'll get you in the home. And when I came here, I didn't know where I was going. I'm from the Bay. I didn't know what the hood was, you know.
you're talking about the neighborhood, not the Bruce Hood.
The hood, yeah. But see, it all worked out because once I got here, I have never experienced so much love and peace and being cared for. A week after I was here, I was on our house manager's bike, and I fell off and broke my elbow and hip. So I look at, if that would have happened back then, where would I have been? Years ago, I had told my son that I wanted to open up a home like this before any of this had happened. And I truly, truly believe that God sent me here.
Wow.
Opened up a home for me. The women here, I mean, they're more my family than my family.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, seriously,
yeah.
They're more my family.
I understand that one. Family are the ones that God places in your life who truly care about you. Family ain't necessarily just because somebody has the same blood running through their veins.
Exactly, exactly. And my family, I don't have a lot of family. So this is my family. This will be my family forever. I love it here. I don't want to leave.
You were the first face I saw when I arrived. You were standing at the door and said, welcome, with a big smile on your face.
Yep, I really welcome. Welcome anybody. Welcome anybody into our ministry. I call it our ministry now. Not, you know, it's ours. And, you know, if there's any women out there, you know, that need help, we're expanding, and this is the place to come.
Well, Mary, God bless you. Anything that remains unsaid about the home or the ministry you'd like folks to be aware of?
Just that we are a place where a woman can come with children or not children. A lot of senior citizen women are out there, you know, on their own. That this is a place where you can come and have rest and peace and, you know, get your bearings back, you know, so that you can move on in life again and leave here happy.
You sound like you're kind of thriving
here. I'm thriving here. I'm growing. I'm thriving. Like I said, I don't want to leave. You know, I don't want to leave.
It's a good indication you found yourself a family.
I found myself a family.
Praise God. Thank you, Mary. Thank you for your hospitality and for chatting with us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Well, let's see here. Somebody over there on the chair. You look familiar. Carla? Hi, Carla. How are you doing?
Nervous.
Why are you nervous?
Because I don't know what to say.
Well, just your story.
I was homeless. I'm homeless because I don't have quite enough income. Generally, don't give us quite enough to get into a place. I just recently had my first two toes on my left foot amputated. And I was at a recovery hospital because the hospital was full and they needed my bed and I was ready. So I went to a place, they call it a transitional hospital where it's continued care. And they took care of me and taught me about my feet. And most people, I'm blessed because most people die from this stuff, not from the one toe, but I had both of them amputated like 2 weeks apart. I just got out of the hospital from my big toe, and 2 weeks later I go back in for the toe next to it.
Was that related to diabetes?
No, it was just my feet got dry and they cracked, and my big toe was almost healed. I stayed on the corner of ES and Santa Clara Streets in Tent City, and a poisonous insect or spider bit my toe when it got infected, and they had to take it to save my life because the poison from that, from whatever bit me, shot my body down so quickly that my body just clammed up and they had to take it to save my life. And the doctors had some good doctors that was right there and seen it. And they seen the red line and they followed the path, you know, the burning and stuff. The red marks started coming up my leg and they immediately knew when it was an arrest. Well, it was just history, I guess you could say.
You've had one heck of a year, haven't you?
Yes.
Probably an understatement. Do you have children here, or is it just you?
No, I'm here by myself. My children are grown.
Okay. Where are you from originally, Carla?
Walla Walla, Washington. I was born and partially raised there.
Okay. How did a Walla Walla woman wind up in Fresno, California?
I was very young, and I was just out of senior high school, and I messed up, and I was mixed up with drugs and alcohol, and I didn't want that kind of lifestyle no more. So some Adventist friends of mine knew I've been wanting to come to California, you know, where I don't know nobody, you know, and it was different, you know, it was a way. They're starting their own home business, and they said they'd give me a place to stay and work if I would come and help them. So we moved down here, and I've been here in California since I was in 1987. Okay. And I've been here in Fresno since 1992. I helped with the Women's Victory Outreach for 8 months before they closed it down. And I've just been here since.
So, and I'm sorry, did I ask you how long you've been in the home here?
I've been here almost 3 months.
Sounds like it's a place of refuge and restoration and rest for you, and sure beats living on the streets.
Yes, it does. It's been a blessing. I've known Pastor Bruce for a while, and it's a blessing to be here. And also don't have to be in an institution or dead.
Well, I pray that God will continue the healing process for you spiritually, emotionally, and obviously physically during your stay here.
Thank you. I need it. I need prayer because my feet have broke out again. What happened to the toe next to my big toe was the doctors released me to walk too soon and the pressure is too much. And it popped open. And rather than take a chance on me having to go through what I do with my big toe, they just decided to take it. So I let them. As scared as I was, I let them take it, and it's really hard, you know, to walk on three.
Well, Carla, God bless you. You're not nervous now, are you?
A little bit still.
No, but you were the only one that could tell your story, and you did a fine job of it. It's nice to be in a safe place, isn't it?
Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Carla.
Thank you. Nice seeing you again. Happy holidays. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Tina, if I could have you come over once again, since I want to pick your brain about what it was like dealing with the toy assortment and distribution and all that kind of thing. So you were one of the folks involved with it. Was it the Toys for Tots?
Yes, it was. It was the one that we distributed over there at the Garden Squares and the Dakota Courts. And just to see the smile on a little girl's face or a little boy's face after receiving a toy, because times are hard. and they might have not had the money to afford a present. So we was all, we gave each individual child a toy, and they were thankful for it.
I thought that was great when Pastor Bruce told me about that, that the men in the men's program, yeah, they're being blessed by being in the program, but they were out there working hard, helping to make the Christmas tree lot a reality. And then he tells me the women here at the home were the ones sorting and distributing the toys, and sounds like you got a huge blessing by blessing children in need.
I did, because I would have been one of the ladies out there asking for toys or receiving a toy for my son or my daughter because of the money situation this time of year. But God is good, because he provided for the kids that didn't have.
How many toys do you think you ended up sorting and distributing?
Well, I actually gave, instead of sorting, I gave a lot of toys, about, I can say, between 75 to 100 kids.
And like you said, the smile said it all, didn't it?
Yes, it did. It was just the awesome feeling that God allowed me to see the smiles of the kids that didn't have.
You've got a good and soft heart, and keep it that way, okay, Tina?
I will. God made it, so I'm going to keep it.
There you go. Good soul. We need more good souls in this world.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tina. God bless you.
You too.
Well, you've heard the story, listeners, of the women's home. You've heard some of the women that live here. The kids are outside. They're playing and having a great time. How many children total do we have in the home here?
Right now, I believe it's only three children.
That would be Tina's three, right? Okay. Tina was holding up three fingers over there. Okay, good. And I think I met them when we pulled up out front then. In addition to everything else the ladies have told us, what would you want the listeners to know about not only the home here, but the expansion plans?
Well, you know, one thing is real important. I don't know if the women expounded so much on it. The women here in this home is a special group of women. And they like Santa's helpers, but for Jesus. One thing that the women do here is they do a lot of praying. And I hear that that they also starting to fast and pray. And so they have the times, you know, when they just all meet and they have prayer here. And so it's become a house of real service to God and to this community. I can just see in the future, Ken, how the women's home is going to be used as a great, great tool to spiritually meet the needs in this community and other communities too.
We already heard how the women's home was used to bless countless children in the Christmas season with the toys. And that's God's economy. The women here are blessed and they receive, but they turn around and they bless others by giving.
Sure, sure. And one thing that I know for sure, I know that God wants us to be involved in his work, not just after work, but during the time of work hours, not just a certain time, but all times.
And when Paul said, pray without ceasing, obviously that doesn't mean driving down Freeway 41 with your eyes closed, but it's a matter of you can communicate with God silently even when you're talking to somebody.
Amen. And so we have some of the women here that's involved in the choir there at church. And
Tina's hand went up again.
And they come to church, and I'm so blessed to see what God is doing as he's bringing the women into this home, and they're getting filled up with Jesus. And as they're filling up with Jesus, they're pouring out in the lives of other people. So I'm just kicking back, and I'm enjoying it. I'm saying, wow, you know, God, what are you going to do next? You know, so I know that God has a great plan for the women's home as we continue to expand. And then you think about the children that come in with the women and how they're getting exposed to God and how they're getting, they're coming to know Jesus at early ages. And, you know, and these seeds is being planted. You know, God's got a certain time when he's going to make them grow and make them happen. So I'm excited about all that's going on with the women's home. It's just great. God put it together. And we haven't even seen nothing yet what God is going to do.
Right. This is the one home right now with five bedrooms, but of course all the hard work at the Christmas tree lots, all of the proceeds are going towards the ministry's got its eye on that duplex near the church at Lemon and Plumas. I should say fourplex, not duplex. And each of them having three bedrooms, that's an extra 12 bedrooms in that facility in addition to the five here. So just multiplying the blessing, multiplying the number of women and children that can receive the help they so desperately need.
Exactly. And then the great thing that the women get to have a personal relationship with Jesus here. And then they get to grow. You know, as we meet at church and we meet for Bible studies and church services, the women's have a women's ministry on Monday night that they're involved in. There were some of the women here that was able to go on the retreat with World Impact. I think we sent probably 15 or so women that went from Feed My Sheep. Some of the women that's here right now was able to go on that retreat. And so they're able to really grow and to really get around and get around other women, women of God. And it's just wonderful to see what's happening here.
So many different aspects, so many different elements to Feed My Sheep Ministries, the women's and children's shelter, the men's recovery home, and it just goes on and on and on and on. The base of operation, the church that you thought should have been taken out with a missile from Iraq back in the day, but there it is. It's the hub of operation in the middle of the hood at Lemon and Plumas in West Fresno.
Yeah. And, you know, as I look back and now I see what God was doing when he started that church. You know, of course, back then I couldn't see in the future. And I couldn't see all of this here that's going on today. But now I kind of got a little idea of what God had on his mind. And so that church was exactly what, like you said, is the hub. And once that church was planted, everything else just starts springing up all around it. And now one of the greatest ministries that a neighborhood could have is for women and children to come into. And not only have a safe environment, a roof over their head, warm clothes, food in their stomach, but to have the love of God, you know, and the gospel being preached, you know, every day. That's what's outstanding about it.
There's a song that says, "Love is a verb." This is a demonstration of love being a verb. If you've got any questions about anything Feed My Sheep Ministries does, if you'd like to be involved in supporting it financially, volunteering, praying, material donations, on and on and on and on, call the main man himself, Reverend Bruce Hood. It's in the 559 area code, 978-5469, 978-5469. And with that, sir, I think we've exhausted our allotment of time for this week.
I want to say thank you to, there were some of the radio listeners that's already sent in support for the women's home and our new facility. In fact, we just received a check in the mail for $500. And I know I can't say these people's names because they may not want that to happen. But they know who they are.
They know who they are, and you just heard what your money is going towards with the stories of the women we spoke with here today.
Amen, brother.
All right. Well, Ruby and Carla and Tina and Mary, thank you for sharing your stories. God bless you all. Say goodbye.
Bye-bye.
God bless.
Happy New Year.
And thanks for joining us for this week's broadcast from Feed My Sheep Ministries of Fresno from the Women and Children's Home.